and Kathy Dawes now, along with Heather Wilburn, and she's Fort Riley Family Morale and Welfare and Recreation. And you have all kinds of fun things coming up, Heather. This part will be interesting to hear about, too. The Gobble Wobble. Tell us about that. I guess it's a 2-mile fun run. It'll be on Saturday the 18th, and kind of fill us in, if you would.
All right. So this will be the third year that we host the Gobble Wobble. It's a really unique concept in the area in that it is a 2-mile fun run, but you stop at 5 different stations to eat your Thanksgiving meal as you pass through. The run is on the trail around Riley's Conference Center, so it is safe for families and kids. But once you get started, you go through and you're going to stop at stations that have turkey and gravy, mashed potatoes, green bean casserole, dinner rolls, and pumpkin pie. We used to have a turkey run where the winners got turkeys, but, you know, by the time Thanksgiving week rolls around, a frozen turkey is a little hard to get defrosted in time. So we thought, why not just give the people the turkey while they're running instead of after they're done?
Do you have to run? I mean, I'm picturing turkey and trying to run is not maybe being such a good idea, but do you have to run?
Absolutely not. We definitely prefer if you stop while you're eating your food at the stations, but you don't have to run either way. It's not a timed event, so you can come out. You can run if you're one of those rabbits that likes to get on it. You can walk. You can skip. Bring your strollers. Kids can bring their bikes. We start in waves, so we ask that the people who want to finish quickly start in one of the first heats, and the people with slower locomotion or kids on bikes or kids on scooters maybe go toward the end so they're not running into anybody at the food stations. However you want to complete that 2 miles, it is up to you. If you want to cut through the middle just to get to the pie, that's fine too. Everybody does get a finisher medal at the end. That's something new this year, and we're really excited. If you've seen any of the artwork for the Gobble Wobble, we have a portly turkey eating mashed potatoes, and that is actually what the medal is as well. So it's super cute. I'm very excited. Of course, you can't see it on the radio, but
I know Mitch and I, my co-host and I, were talking about Thanksgiving and how we eat too much, and I guess they say it's okay. It's a one day, I guess you're allowed to do that. But do people stuff themselves or kind of eat lightly, or I'm sure it's up to the individual?
It is, and the portion sizes aren't huge. It comes in a cup with a spoon, so you're not getting like a whole turkey drumstick or anything. But we have had people, especially on the mashed potatoes, not going to lie, that grab more than one cup because they are amazing. We ran out of pie last year because there were some sneaky fingers out there, but we've adjusted. That is not happening this year. And I'm not saying that I'm glad there will be leftovers, hopefully, but
the event's open to the public, I guess.
Yes, ma'am. It is open to anybody who would like to come in. If you don't have a military ID already, all you have to do is stop by that visitor center off I-70 at Henry Gate. And if you want more information on what you need to bring to the visitor center in order to get your access pass, you can call them at 239-2982, or you can visit the Fort Riley website at riley.army.mil, and there's a little yellow button on the right-hand side of the page. It says Accessing Fort Riley. And if you want to do your homework and read ahead, you can check there as well.
And I'm glad you mentioned that, because the folks before you, we forgot to give out that phone number. So again, 239-2982, did I hear you say?
Yes, ma'am.
That also can be called for the hiring and education fair before they come on post. So it'd probably be a good idea to do that. Is there a limit to the number of participants for Gobble Wobble, or anything more about Gobble Wobble that we want to go over?
We are limited to 350 participants. That way we don't run out of food or medals. That is our plan. And that's about as many people as you can get through the course in a reasonable amount of time. Nobody still wants to be out there at 5 p.m. waiting to run for turkey. We're really excited. We're lucky to have a lot of support from the community, and we just want everyone to come out and have a good time, because it's important for us to provide opportunities for our soldiers and families to relax and have fun and exercise resiliency. But we'd love for everyone else to come out and join us as well.
Again, that's November 18th, starting at 12:30. Well, let's move on to Chris Kendall and the Holiday Craft Market. Now, that's on Saturday, December 2nd. What's that all about?
We have, basically, it's a holiday craft market, which is a lot of fun, and there are family fun activities to go along with it. It is called Chris Kendall Market. That is a German tradition, and a lot of our military families have been stationed in Germany, and so this kind of brings that back around for them. But we have craft vendors. I think last year we had around 80. And we are always looking for more. They have German food for sale in Glühwein. We have family fun activities like wagon rides from the Commanding General's Mounted Color Guard, sugar cookie decorating, arts and crafts. And of course, we are very lucky because we know Santa is very busy at this time of year. But he was able to carve out some time for us. So there are photos with Santa Claus from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. this year. And that's done by a professional photographer. And you get a digital download of the photo. And she is amazing. We're lucky to have her. High quality stuff. The admission to the market itself is free. But some of the activities do have a cost associated with them, like a dollar or two. You just buy tickets at the door. There's a list, and that helps us cover things like Santa's travel expenses or the ingredients for the sugar cookies.
Wonderful. And really family-friendly event, it sounds like. Most
it is.
Definitely. Event's open to the public again, and you just mentioned the cost aspect. Anything else you want to add when it comes to Chris Kindle?
You know, it's a great time, and we are still looking for vendors. So if you make or sell handmade, homemade items, we would love to have you. The vendor fee is ridiculously low. It's only $60 for a booth, and we usually have anywhere between 2,000 and 4,000 people at this event. So if you have crafts that you want to turn into cash, this is a great opportunity. You can check our website at riley.armymwr.com for more information and for the vendor packet. It's available for download. You can fill it out, send it in, and we can get you set up. It is, again, open to the public, and it's just a lot of fun. We try to do it on the first weekend in December to get everybody in the holiday shopping spirit. We have vendors that have come out year after year after year. This is the 9th annual event, and we have vendors that have been there since the very beginning because they love to come out and support the military families.
Again, lots of good information today. Anything else we've forgotten to mention today before we let you go?
I don't think so. We do have a ton of other stuff coming up. So if you don't mind that I make a shameless plug for our Facebook page, if you search Fort Riley MWR, we update that page daily with events, information, programs, contests, all kinds of fun stuff. You can also just stop by and say hi, Heather. That's fine too. And our website, riley.armymwr.com. Fort Riley is kind of seen as a self-contained entity, but the Army belongs to everybody. And so we do want people in the community to come out and see what we're doing for their soldiers and families, and join us and have a good time during the holidays.
Our thanks again to Heather Wilburn with Fort Riley Family Morale, Welfare, and Recreation. And we'll take a break. When we come back, Manhattan Mayor Linda Morse and also Gina Scroggs, Executive Director, Downtown Manhattan, Inc. Going to be talking about, of course, the big parade. I know there was some discussion yesterday. We're going to get their perspective, too. And you're listening to In Focus on News Radio, KMAN.